So, that is the thought. Preparation. And these 10 virgins give us a real encouragement. And some are not ready. And some are ready. And we should be encouraged to get ready. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh.
I think there's a question or an issue of urgency. It's not enough to just believe that he's coming, but that he's coming soon. You know, the 10 virgins all knew the bridegroom was coming, but 5 of them thought he was really coming. He's coming now. Let's be ready. Let's have oil. The other one said, yeah, all right, he's coming, fine, but I have plenty of time to get my oil and to trim my lamp and everything. I think also the chapters listed on here, Luke 12, the one bondman who says, to verse 45, but if that bondman should say in his heart, my Lord delays to come, and that's the problem. Do we have the attitude that, well, the Lord didn't come in the Apostle Paul's time and it's been 2,000 years, why should I think he's coming in my time? If that's the attitude that I adopt, then yes, the Lord's coming is a fact, but it has no bearing because it's not going to happen in my lifetime. I don't have to do anything. I'm going to grow old and die, and that's it. So maybe by the time I get old and get close to where I think I'm going to die, that's when I need to maybe do something for him so that right before I see him, I can have something to show for my salvation. But if we really believe he's coming soon, we have to have the sense of urgency. Let's be ready now. Let's not be ready for him to come tomorrow. Let's get ourselves ready for him to come today. And that's what I think affects our hearts, is when we really believe it's soon, when we really believe not just in our lifetime, but today. What if it's today? I mean, if we were to know for a fact that the Lord was coming tomorrow at noon, we probably wouldn't even be sitting here speaking about it. We'd probably be running out telling all our neighbors who we haven't told, making sure our family that's unsaved has heard the gospel one last time, because this is it. He's coming tomorrow at noon. We better act fast, you know. But I have to confess, I don't truly believe he's coming tomorrow at noon in my heart. Because if I did, then that is what I would do right now. I'd get up and I would get on the phone and try to get in touch with everybody that I could who didn't know the Lord and tell them, he's coming. Do you believe him? Are you going to be going to meet him when I go to meet him tomorrow at noon? And that's the attitude that I think if we really had, it would really affect the way we live. It's not just good enough to know that he's coming.
So the question that comes up then for us is, how do we get this sense of urgency? How do we develop that in our life? And I'd like to bring us back to where we started in this study, and that's back in 1 John chapter 3. And Brother David almost touched what I was going to say earlier, and that is that it says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. 1 John was written so that we might enjoy the relationship of being in the family of God based on righteousness in our lives, based on His righteousness as the foundation of all fellowship. And I would suggest to us, if we're going to have this sense of urgency in our life of the Lord's return, it will only come as we're spending time with the Lord, as we're enjoying fellowship with the Lord Himself, as we're keeping short accounts with sin in my life and things that distract in my life. And it's only then that I will get this sense of urgency. I can't be full of the world and expect to get a sense of urgency of the Lord's return. It's not going to work. I can't be occupied with the things of this world and expect that, oh, my heart's going to just burn for the Lord to return, because it won't work. And so it comes back to this sense, this truth of fellowship and enjoyment of the Lord's presence. And we can appreciate that on a human level, but 1 John was written so that we might appreciate it on a divine level. And he says also, another one of the verses that we have on the outline is in chapter 2, verse 28. And now, children,
it says little children in the King James, but it's really children. It's to all believers there. And this is a responsibility of all believers, children. He says, children, abide in Him. There's the key. Abide in Him. Stay close to Him. Stay in a place where He can motivate us with the sense of urgency. Stay close to Him. And then he says, abide in Him that when He appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. So I would like to suggest to us this manner of love that Brother David was bringing before us has to do with the manner of fellowship and enjoyment that we're having with the Lord. And if we're not having that, we will never arrive at a sense of urgency. So it's really important that we, each of us, maybe examine our own hearts before we leave and ask ourselves, are we in real fellowship with the Father?
It's not a matter of knowing theoretically in the head. It has to be done in the heart. Your affections have to be stirred up and put into action.
The word in verse 28 of 1 John 2 is abide in Him. Yep. That seems to be an instruction to us. This seems to be something that's our responsibility. And we may be able to respond to this as we realize our position in Him. Oftentimes, Scripture brings out the truth of our position in Christ before we're giving practical instruction. And I was thinking about the two on the road to Emmaus there, and what their comment was after He had revealed Himself to them. And in verse 32 of Luke 24, they said to one another, did not our hearts burn within us as while He talked with us by the way and while He opened to us the Scriptures? And we know that when He opened up the Scriptures, He revealed in the Scriptures all the things concerning Himself. So oftentimes we get tremendous blessing when we appreciate the positional truths that are clear to us in the Scriptures. Sometimes we have to almost start from there. And once we appropriate what the Lord has done for us and the place that He's placed us in, then we're able to respond accordingly.